Hello?
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, am I speaking with Russell?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, to start, Russell, how many years have you worked in the missionary industry?
25 years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Stone, tile setter?
Tile setter, yes.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey, foreman?
Journeyman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months? In your craft, if any?
I don't know. probably like 3 or 4 months, maybe.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No? Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
I think fewer.
Fewer? Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably fewer. Like, it's weird because, like, where I live is, like, there's no union up. So it's like we travel to the city for the union workers. It's like a 2-hour drive.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah. So like, up here, up where we live, is like no union work.
Oh, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A what? Sorry, excuse me.
Yes, was there a steward appointed to...
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
I think it was through the federal government, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Hopefully less. I think less, yeah.
Okay. Now, looking at your family, your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think get better, yeah.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, falling objects, fall risks, COVID, no real safety concerns, or other?
Oh, I would say more like fall risks.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. You can say yes or no. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Political canvassing?
No.
And picketing?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, never?
I would say regularly.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. It says here, okay, now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. So that's friends and neighbors from 1 to 5?
Probably like 2.
Okay. Radio?
I would say probably like, 3 maybe.
Okay. Cable news.
1.
Mm-hmm. Local TV news programming.
1.
Print or online newspapers.
4.
Okay. The internet or social media.
Yeah, like 5.
Thank you. Okay, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, jobs, and the economy, support for labor unions, free agent policy, education, healthcare, the environment, or something else?
I would say economy and like healthcare, yeah.
As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I've worked on those type of jobs before, yeah.
Was that like a lot or some or little?
I would say a lot.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important, okay.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
I would just go with both.
Both? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. As you may know, we're almost done, I promise. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Miller over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I would probably say United Auto Workers.
Okay, and would that be much more or somewhat more?
Much more, yeah.
Much more, okay. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'll read them out to you, and you can answer by approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly. So the following, his job as president overall.
I'll probably say disapprove.
Yeah, would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly, yeah.
Okay. Immigration?
Oh, that disapprove. Strongly, yeah.
strongly? Okay. Support for labor unions?
Approve. I strongly approve.
Somewhere approve. Okay. Healthcare.
I guess somewhat approve.
Thank you. The economy?
Oh, disapprove. Like, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. Foreign affairs?
What is it?
Foreign affairs?
I would say probably strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove. Strongly disapprove, yeah.
Strongly disapprove, okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you
almost certain to vote, yeah.
Okay. And Russell, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. All right.
Maybe someone else. To be honest.
That's okay, Russell. Thank you. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say fair.
Fair? Okay.
Yeah.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say good, yeah.
Good? Okay. Russell, how could the union best improve its representation and services, actually service, in your own words?
No, I think with services, they're good. For Washington, they're good representatives, and the pay is good and everything. Just, I think they could get more benefits towards, like, vacation and stuff.
Okay. You think that they could get more benefits for vacation?
Yeah, like you know, like vacation pay and all, like, you know.
Thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I guess just getting work, getting jobs.
Getting more
maybe,
work.
Maybe, yeah, and expanding, like, to, like, more areas in Washington, like,
mm-hmm.
up north and stuff would be good.
Anything else you would like to add on here?
No, I think that's good for now.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Okay, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, union meetings, texts, job site, email?
Email is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC, 4 or more times a year, or a couple times a year, once a year, never?
I would say a couple times a year.
Okay. And let's see here. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. It's okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Yeah, I would say something else. I don't know. I just, whoever, and, I mean, I would, Yeah, I guess I prefer Democrat, but I just go either way, whichever candidate is the best.
Which one is independent, Democrat, or Republican?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess independent. I guess you can go Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Usually Democratic. Only with Biden is hard. Sorry to say.
All right. Russell, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Hawaiian, Portuguese, and Japanese.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Russell.
Thank you, Russell. Russell, this includes our survey. We have completed the survey. Thank you for participating and being patient with me. Thank you so much. I know you're tired. You're probably off work.
It's all good.
Want to crash.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great evening. Actually, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.